in Peter Ogburn.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
6:11 here on the Wake Up Crew, and believe it, George Kennedy is one of my birthdays next week.
Is he?
Yes, next week.
We should have saved this open for that day next week.
Well, I thought we could just pop right back to it when it comes time.
If I don't forget.
That was the legendary Strother Martin.
Ah.
Character actor.
Is that a banjo, I guess?
Yes, yes.
What's the name of that song? Hands of something. Angel something.
Cool Hand Luke's a movie. I don't know about the song, but
it's songs from the movie.
It's a really good movie. 1967 for that one.
Which
has nothing to do with anything, but I know why you did it because you want to talk about rain.
It's going to rain
a lot of rain today.
Yeah,
and we've got. Go ahead.
When I think of rain and flooding, that's what I think of. I don't know why. But it's every time.
I think of you drowning in a pool is what I think of.
Wow.
Anyway.
Hold back your feelings. Why don't you?
I don't mean it bad. I don't.
You don't mean drowning bad?
No, not dying. I mean going and helping you. Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you drown. You die of drowning.
No, if you were drowning, you go in and save the person.
Oh, okay.
Do I have to explain everything to you
guys?
Yes.
When I think of
people, we also have quickly before I know what you're going to, but Heath Ledger did win an Oscar. We said yesterday. Well, one of us did that, he did win an Oscar in 2009.
Well, thanks to our listeners, we had about a dozen calls about that.
I mean, immediately after it happened, and we all went like this, pointed our finger at Dalton. But, hey, you're so valuable with everything else, Dalton. It's hard to criticize you.
Yeah, it's not like that's happened with you guys, and we just never mentioned it again.
Probably not.
Never.
No, it's probably not. I can't remember a thing. Can you, Brian?
I can't remember a thing that we've had a dozen phone calls.
No, not one thing. Hey, with all the rain we're having, though, this morning, you've got a little something special for everybody this morning, don't you?
Yes.
And I hope you would please get to it.
Well, we are going to have more rain today, and it could be flooding rain. Thank you.
That's the original. That's the best one. You used one I didn't really do as well. So
how does it go? Okay, I like that.
It's a quick.
I like it.
He's saving it to replace the sound bite, just so you know.
And this is the gesture you make when you're swimming upward. going up.
Okay, you're feeding.
I'm done. I'll never do it again now. He's got it recorded.
Yes, you will.
He's got it recorded. Well, tell us, people that are out there driving in this rain and need some help, you got a little tip for them, don't you?
Well, we've got staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood who wants to kind of share some information about flooding. And, we've talked about turn around, don't drown, don't drive through water that's covering roadways and things of that nature. So
well, how did Laura get on this show? She's a professional.
I know.
Did you tell her it was for something else?
I asked her if she could help out our award-winning morning show.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So Laura has some tips on flooding and flash flooding here to pass along.
Roughly 140 people lose their lives to flash flooding each year, and about half of those deaths occur in motor vehicles. A few things to think about. It only requires about a foot and a half to 2 feet of water to pick up a car off the road and move it down the stream. Secondly, some roadways may have been washed away due to flooding. And finally, cars tend to stall once water gets too deep. If you live in a flood-prone region, remember to have extra food on hand that doesn't require cooking. Also, have extra water on hand. The last point I would like to emphasize is the danger flash flooding poses to children. Curiosity about creeks and rivers that tend to overflow in the springtime can be very dangerous for children. You want to remind them how important it is to stay away from rapidly moving water. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
All right. Thanks for those tips. Did you know that flooding is the number one related weather killer?
Right. And people don't care. They just go on in those big water, flash flooding.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting. 2 feet of water can lift a car up.
It's nuts.
And you think 2 feet is not, what, that's 24 inches?
Well, that's like halfway up your tire. You know, well, like yeah. if you were standing in it, it wouldn't be up to your knees.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And I don't care. If you say you got a four-wheel drive, watch it too. That doesn't guarantee anything at all. Really.
Right. Nope. They're just as dangerous. So
nice tip, Brian.
Don't drive through the water today.
Thanks for getting Laura to come on out and do that for us.
Need to jazz it up somehow.
16, 617. It's time to, never mind. It's the weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see showers likely today. Storms also possible late in the afternoon. Some of the rain could be heavy at times. Highs top out near 65 degrees. Winds turn to the south, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers continue. Storms remain possible. Some of the rain could still be heavy at times. Lows drop to 44. And then a slight chance for a few lingering showers on Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 41.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com. Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
I'm a minister and I've been in a lot of homes, but I've never been in one like this one.
Where were you a pastor?
Well, I've lived in Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, and several places in Tennessee.
Now, I see you've got some Mickey Mouse ears over there on your lamp. What is that about?
Well, some of the family went to Disney World.
When your grandkids and family come up here, do they feel just as welcome as you do?
They're right. Come right in here. Sure do.
Stones River Manor on Haines Drive.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
WGNS is honored to be this year's Luther Award recipient from the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame for Community Service. We are humbled to receive this prestigious award. Thank you for letting us be your good neighbor station.
The Blue Raider Fan Source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy's.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
Come on over and save.
Don't let hip, neck, or back pain linger. Visit Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
You don't want to let a nagging pain become a chronic problem.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
I'm John Stashower. Michigan State began the college hoop season ranked number one, but three straight losses. The Spartans out of the top 25. Much needed win last night, 70-69 at Illinois on a Xavier Tillman dunk with 6 seconds left. A near upset in the Big Ten. Maryland blew much of a 14-point lead, but held on 72-70 over Nebraska, the Terrapins' 20th win of the year. And the 19th win for Penn State, 14 three-pointers made in the 88-76 win at Purdue. Penn State hasn't been in the NCAA since 2011. They're ahead of this year. Only won 14 games last year. Kentucky trailed at halftime, but dominated the second half, won at Vanderbilt 78-64, also in the SEC. LSU, an 82-78 win over Missouri. The Red Sox finally made it official, promoting Ron Renicki to interim manager. Had been the bench coach. He won't be managing Mookie Betts and David Price.
Surely those two guys are, you know, they're great players. And you hope that the guys you replace them with become great players. And whether it's this year, whether it's a few years, you just keep moving on.
Betts and Price both just traded to the Dodgers. Of course, Renicki replaces Alex Cora, fired for sign-stealing while in Houston. The Athletic broke that story. Now has an update on what happened in 2017 in Houston, that Brian McCann went to Carlos Beltran, asked him to stop the banging of the trash cans, and Beltran refused, and that players were afraid of Beltran, who was going to be the manager of the Mets. He got fired. Michael Conforto plays for the Mets.
It's definitely a shock, and we were all very excited about Carlos, you know, getting the chance to play for Carlos, and it's tough to not have the chance to play for him and you know, to see what he had to offer. But obviously, the organization is going to do what's best for, you know, for us moving forward into the season.
NBC Sports Radio.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
All right, we've got your 622 sports update here on this Wednesday morning, and we've got Raider men's basketball on the air tonight, a special Wednesday night from UAB, 6:30 airtime with Chip Walters. 7 o'clock will be the tip. Coming up on Friday, we've got baseball at North Carolina, men's Middle Tennessee baseball. And that'll be around a 2:45 airtime on WGNS with the Blue Raider Network. And then, of course, on Friday night, we've got Blackman at Oakland High School basketball. Saturday morning, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Boys basketball coaches this Saturday. And we've got basketball and baseball Raider style on the radio Saturday afternoon.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Looking at 6:23, Blue Raiders may have to use an arc to get across some of these fields in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Kind of way it was last week.
You know, it never fails, the start of baseball and softball season. High schools, they started this week with practice and such. It's always rained out.
Well, right now it's time for the real fact.
We're going to go with the depressing real fact. Did you know that nearly 2 people die every second? That's your real fact. Now, okay, I'll end it there. 4 babies are born every second, so more people are being born than are dying, but 2 people every second are kicking the bucket.
Waking you up with some positive news here on the Wake Up Crew. Yes, sir, Rebob. Coming up, Dave Ross's commentary and Eye on Washington from CBS.
I was looking for a bank that sees me as more than just a credit score or an account balance.
A bank that has my best interests at heart and helps me get better at managing my money.
A bank that's big enough to have everything I need, checking, savings, loans, credit cards, but small enough to treat me like family.
Turns out, I wasn't looking for a bank at all.
Ascend Federal Credit Union, banking without the bank. To learn more, stop by one of our 3 Murfreesboro locations.
This is Ron Hall with Fair Construction. Are you tired of looking at the same old kitchen? We're doing a lot of kitchen and bathroom remodels where we could come in and take out a wall, change your cabinets, give it an updated look. And now my son, Peyton Hall.
Call Fair Construction and let our family turn your dreams into a reality.
Call us at Fair Construction and let our family help your family.
615-893-6120. That's Fair Construction Company.
At least he made the debates. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Candidate Andrew Yang has dropped out of the Democratic race. His big theme was the freedom dividend. Any American who needed the money could opt to receive $1,000 a month from the federal government, no strings. Because he says Trump doesn't understand the real reason workers are struggling.
I'm calling out the reality, the fact that it is not immigrants that are causing economic dislocations. It's the fact that we automated away 4 million manufacturing jobs, and we're in the process of doing the same thing to millions of retail jobs, call center jobs, fast food jobs, and on and on.
I talked to Yang a year ago between campaign stops in Manhattan. I asked him, how do you get past the idea that this is just a handout?
So we have to broaden our definitions of work. And I use my wife as an example. My wife's at home with our 2 boys, one of whom is autistic. And right now her work is valued at zero.
Andrew Yang was trying to argue that by purposely raising the incomes of low-paid workers so they can buy homes and start families, the additional consumer demand would create over 2 million new jobs. But now, Andrew Yang is out, and as the robots continue to spread, the day gets closer when they're making everything. And I guess the millions of human workers no longer on the payroll will just have to shoplift. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Zoom video conferencing, featuring video and audio clarity with screen sharing. Free accounts are available at Zoom.us. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
A re-energized Bernie Sanders told supporters his projected victory is propelling them into the White House.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Pete Buttigieg, not far behind Sanders in the New Hampshire returns, also had reason to celebrate.
Thanks to you, a campaign that some said shouldn't be here at all has shown that we are here to stay.
Other Democrats are deciding their campaign trail ends here, including Colorado Senator Michael Bennett and entrepreneur Andrew Yang. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Upgrade to the wiper blades trusted by Rainer Zietlow to break world records. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance that lasts two times longer than other blades. The new Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are only available at Walmart.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Yeah, that's right, John and the two Bs. That's right. 627 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Oh, Barrett's, yeah. I thought there might have been some inside
meaning to that. I don't do those kind of things. I'm the host. I try to be nice to everybody and fair and equal.
You
look surprised.
A little.
Wow. Huh.
I feel like you're always fair and equal.
Thank you, Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Only 2 days until Valentine's Day, and also City and County Schools out next President's Day, which will be Monday.
That's true. A little 3-day weekend coming up.
It's actually, well, we're going to find out on birthdays, but it is Abe Lincoln's birthday today, the actual day, Wednesday, the 12th,
When is President's Day falls between Abraham Lincoln's and George Washington's, correct?
George Washington's the 22nd.
Something like that.
I think.
Yeah.
Those used to be federal holidays, and there were two of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they just combined them.
They combined them to get the kids out of school. That makes sense. It's time for Today in History.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Yeah, we're going back in time. First off, though, let's take a retro look with Brandon Brooks.
This is CBS Rewind.
February 12th, 1981, the release of the Rush album, Moving Pictures, featuring the hit single, Tom Sawyer.
Whisper to the morning.
This date in 1994, Celine Dion hit the top of the singles chart with The Power of Love. February 12th, 2000. Peanuts creator Charles Schulz died of cancer at 77.
I've never gone through anything like that in my life.
I'm Brendan Brooks.
I never knew I could be so stupid.
And that's Rewind.
I never knew I had so many faults.
With more Today in History, here's John.
What? No music liner at the end. I missed
that.
Well,
he had the Peanuts.
Yeah, but I really liked that thing at the end of yesterday. I did.
No.
I guess that's the way it is.
Hey, you're trying
Brandon, Brandon must be a lot of fun at parties.
You think?
He talks about death a lot.
He does talk about death a lot.
People dying, yeah. And I could give that information, but I'm more upbeat than Brandon. So here's what we're going to do. 1909, the NAACP is formed.
Ah, okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Nobody died.
No. 1964, the Beatles' first New York City concert.
The first one?
Yeah. They performed it right then.
And nobody died?
Somewhere in 1964. Somewhere along the line, there was a concert.
And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true.
Okay, who's singing on that song?
Ah.
They both are.
The Beatles?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
They both are. John and Paul.
Okay.
Paul sings the All My Loving, the high part. I finally figured it out after all these years who actually sang what part. And John was was the lower alto, and, uh-huh. and Paul sang the higher notes.
They do sound similar.
They do. And George sang when asked.
Right.
Yeah. You know. George had a good voice, good uh-huh. harmony.
Yeah.
Good harmony voice. In 1999, Bill Clinton is acquitted by the Senate in his impeachment trial, just like President Trump was, mm-hmm. just about the same time. And in 2017, Adele wins the Grammy Award for Best Song. Wait, before he plays it, what do you think it is?
What year did you say?
2017.
It's too late for Scott. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, you're going to feel really silly when
yeah,
you hear
are.
It.
Probably.
Hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times to tell you I'm sorry for everything.
Boy, a difficult song to sing, too.
She has just amazing range.
You know, when they do that thing with Jimmy Fallon and they, you know, they do the spinning of trying to impersonate singers.
Uh-huh.
I think Celine Dion did that nailed it.
Really?
Yeah. And Christina Aguilera is the best I've ever seen. She nailed Britney Spears.
Ah.
Of course, they were in the Mickey Mouse Club together.
Right.
When they were kids. And boy, just nailed it. It was pretty awesome. And I just get excited about that. When that comes on, it's the wheel of something, you know, musical impressions. That's the name of it.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
And then Jimmy tries to get on, and he tries to do one. You know, he does a great Barry Gibb and does a really good Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon can do Bruce Springsteen. Maybe you look that up sometime for us.
The wheel of musical impersonations?
Impressions,
yeah. Mm.
We could do that here.
No.
That'd be awful. Could you imagine?
No. Oh, wait. I don't know that I could do one. Can you do one?
I can't sing.
Matthew Mike McConaughey singing, maybe?
No, I don't. That's not something I don't think anybody wants to hear. I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day. The Murfreesboro Funeral Home staff are today's good neighbors of the day. They were there to help in a time of deep sorrow recently for a listener. So they're going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts.
A reminder to call or text in those birthdays for us for this Wednesday, 615-893-1450. You could win a sweet treat trip to Simply Pure Sweets.
6:34, time for another look at the weather and our first look at traffic.
Good morning, guys. We'll see showers likely today. Storms also possible late in the afternoon. Some of the rain could be heavy at times. Highs top out near 65 degrees. Winds turn to the south, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers continue. Storms remain possible. Some of the rain could still be heavy at times. Lows drop to 44. And then a slight chance for a few lingering showers on Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 41.
Good morning, watching traffic really slow down now because of an accident over in Nashville. We're looking at these cars up against the wall here on 24 westbound at Bell Road. Again, an accident over in Davidson County. It's got traffic really slow go now on 24 westbound as you start up through the Hickory Hollow area. Hey, the Music City Irish Fest in Nashville kicks off March 14th. Mark your calendar. For more information, log on to musiccityirishfest.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower. Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. KeltonsInc.com.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by AmeriCare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know, to survive the cold winter months, many insects replace their body water with a chemical called glycerol, which acts as an antifreeze against cold temperatures. The state insect of Tennessee is both the ladybug and honeybee.
Family owned and operated. AmeriCare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmeriCareServices.com.
WGNS Good Neighbor Events looks ahead. The Unity Luncheon is set for Thursday, February the 20th at MTSU. That's Thursday, February the 20th at 11:30 in the morning. And here's another date you need to write down. Saturday, October the 10th. That's the middle half marathon. That's Saturday, October the 10th. The AARP Tax Aid Program is for senior citizens age 60+. For more information, phone the St. Clair Street Senior Center, 615-848-2550. Oh yes, the 9th Annual Special Kids Race is Saturday, March the 7th at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic on Garrison Drive. You can choose from a 15K, 10K, or a 5K, or make it a one-mile fun run. For information, go to specialkidsrace.org. That's Saturday, March the 7th. It's Bald in the Borough at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles over on Butler Drive. That'll be Friday afternoon, March 13th. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
This is Lisa Halliburton, and you need to start your Valentine's here at Bell Jewelers. We've got some specials coming up this Valentine's. If you just spend $99 or more, you're going to get a gift card to Murfreesboro Flower Shop, Nurture Nook Spa, and also we've partnered with Steakhouse 5, and they're going to provide a gift certificate, and you're going to get a box of chocolate. So just spend $99 or more at Bell Jewelers this Valentine's. You'll get free gifts.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
If you've had cataract surgery.
Because I had the cataract surgery in North Carolina.
There is a chance that we might be able to make your vision better. She had purchased full-range vision lenses, and it just didn't turn out right for her, and we can adjust those.
Thank you, Dr. McCabe. And now you're going to start working on my husband.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. Care is serving our patients, standing with them in times of need, and showing compassion when they're at their most vulnerable. Care is listening and delivering personalized plans from a team of specialists, providing leading-edge treatments at every step. At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. It's our calling. Make your next appointment at getsthealthcare.com.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39, and I know no better wise guy than Brian Barrett to give our dad joke of the day. Don't you think?
Oh, no.
I meant wise guy as in all-knowing.
Oh, I thought you meant smart aleck.
No, not me. You know
that
me.
That too, though.
No, I'm always definitely all knowledge. You ready?
Yeah, this is...
You tampered on... you about went to off the brink yesterday. You got to be careful.
And we scored him higher than...
We did.
Right, because we felt bad for him.
Well, we're going to talk about something very heady this morning. A lot of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
The Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you know it was originally supposed to be an octagon?
I did not. Why? No,
it sure was. It's true. The contractor was cutting corners.
I'll give it an 8. That was pretty good.
I like his delivery's getting better.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened to him.
He went to school.
He did. He's gone to Dad Joke University. DJU. Were you in a fraternity over there?
It's Stooge U.
Oh. What do you give him?
8.
I'm 8.
Yeah, I'm 8 with you. 6:34, time for another look at the weather and our first look at traffic. Also, we've got good neighbor events coming up in about a minute and a half here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Special Report.
Thank you, New Hampshire!
Bernie Sanders is celebrating a first-place finish in the Granite State primary. He won 26% of the vote.
This victory here
is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Correspondent Major Garrett is in Manchester.
That's two popular vote victories. That should make Sanders the undisputed frontrunner. The counter-narrative is from Mayor Pete Buttigieg. You said, well, that's true, but guess who's leading in delegates? The key metric for winning the nomination. It's Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg was a close second in New Hampshire with 24% of the vote. Amy Klobuchar came in third.
I don't have that big bank account. I don't have that big name as some of the other people that are in this race. And I am not a newcomer with no political record. But what I do is get things done.
Elizabeth Warren placed fourth, Joe Biden fifth. One headline reads, the spectacular collapse of the Democratic frontrunner. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Be careful out there. Rising floodwaters prompting the closure of roads in Rutherford County. Authorities say several are closed with several more passable, but with water rising. More rain is expected in Middle Tennessee this week, as much as 5 inches by Thursday. Another round of storms expected Wednesday night. Isolated tornadoes possible before a cold front moves through the area Thursday and Friday, dropping temperatures into the 40s. We'll keep you updated with our Weather Eye forecast on News Radio WGNS. A worker who needed medical attention while atop a cell phone tower is going to be all right. First responders were called to the scene on Stones River Road in Laverne late Tuesday morning. Crews were able to bring the man down safely shortly before noon. He was treated on the scene, but not taken to a hospital. Laverne Police Field Training Officer Felicia Altheed was driving to work Tuesday when she was involved with a serious crash at the intersection of Murfreesboro and Florence Roads. Investigators say a tractor-trailer rig pulled out and her vehicle ran underneath the trailer. She received non-life-threatening injuries and taken to Stonecrest Medical Center. Miraculously, her little boy not injured. He was properly restrained in the back seats. Smyrna Fire Department recently received a grant from the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation to buy 3 mobile LED light towers. Smyrna Fire and Police say appropriate lighting at crime scenes allows personnel to respond effectively and to alert citizens, particularly motorists, that personnel are on the roadway. It's the second grant the SFD has received from the foundation. $8,500 was awarded in 2011 to buy 4 gas monitors to have on every frontline apparatus. Follow us on Twitter at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Life can have many chapters, and in banking, you can often be surprised at where each chapter could lead. Hi, I'm Tony Hicks, and I'm eager to talk with you about my new chapter in life. I've been a lender for many years in Rutherford County, and I've joined longtime lender Joe Sadler to provide better futures for our business members at Heritage South Community Credit Union. Heritage South has amazing products and superb service. We've been helping our members in Middle Tennessee for over 60 years. If you need a loan to grow your business, call me. Anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County qualifies for membership at Heritage South. And remember, it's true. We help when others won't.
For a business loan, call Tony Hicks at Heritage South Community Credit Union, 615-217-3240. Equal housing lender.
Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. One of my favorites at Demas's is the sirloin steak with a side of meat sauce spaghetti. But other one of my favorites is my mother's dish of the chicken salad that we put into the pineapple. Because the chicken salad not only has the grapes in it, but it also, by adding it to the pineapple, it gets a little bit of that sweetness. It is absolutely out of this world. And then if you're really hungry, I encourage you to get the oven-baked chicken. This is Peter Demas. Come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Cindy Landham at theliberatedeater.com. I help people who are sick of
of struggling with food, dieting, and weight. Here's the bad news. You can diet the rest of your life, but until you heal your relationship with food, the exhausting battle will continue. But here's the good news. You can be free. We're starting a new group in Murfreesboro in March for people who want to change their food life permanently. Come join us. Go to theliberatedeater.com. Click on Local Workshop to find out more. Theliberatedeater.com. Things are about to change.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Here's another reason to bank with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. First National Bank of Murfreesboro offers an app that makes mobile banking easy. Access your accounts, view account balances and transaction history, pay bills anytime from anywhere. You can even make person-to-person payments. I'm Ellie Byers, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
How important is it to stay active?
I hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way.
Dr. Russell McKissick from TOA.
Doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint. So even if you got a bad looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier. Do the best you can to find something. Everybody's body is different. So the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can, you know, keep your body stronger, longer, keep your bones stronger. All those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older, and so it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well. The healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. Like I said earlier, a joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Wednesday morning. It's hump day, you know.
Hump day!
That's right. Woo! And only 2 days until Valentine's Day. City and county schools out next Monday as well for President's Day. And with only being 2 days until Valentine's Day, I guess you guys are kind of wanting, clamoring for another holiday. Wouldn't you like to have one?
If it were like yesterday's, no.
Okay. Now, that was the worst. That may be the worst holiday ever.
I don't know. Oatmeal day on Monday was pretty rough.
Well, we've had oatmeal day.
In fact, the last two or three weeks have not been good.
You're going to hate today's. Today's going to be your least favorite one all year.
Well, let's go to it. Holiday.
Oh, boy.
You ever been, maybe you're walking through a restaurant, walking down the street.
Singing doo-wah diddy?
Yes. You look down at the ground, right at your toes, there's a little brown, shiny disc staring up at you. So you bend down to pick it up, and you see the face of Abraham Lincoln on this
National Lost Penny Day.
It's also Abraham Lincoln's birthday, which I would assume is where that comes into play. But today is Lost Penny Day. So when you find a penny, pick it up, and the rest of the day, you'll have good luck.
Well, you know, I was at the chiropractor's office the other day, and I was waiting for him. And, you know, they put you on a board, you know, and they do all your, mm-hmm. you know, adjustments and stuff. I saw a penny on the bottom of the machine.
Did you cringe?
What'd you do?
Did I pick it up?
No.
What about that penny that's on Dalton's desk?
Oh, that's driving me crazy. I'm telling you, it needs to be gone or I'm moving the desk out.
Leave the penny, but move the desk out.
Or move Dalton.
There you go.
And his desk. How about that? It's 6:50 here on the Wake Up Crew. It's time to focus on the family. You're listening to us this morning.
America is deeply divided, politically, socially, and economically. But a lot of that conflict is driven by an idea that's fundamentally untrue. The idea that differences or disagreements must lead to disrespect or hate for others. I can tell you from personal experience, it doesn't have to be that way. You might be surprised at some of the people I consider friends. Several of them are political activists who fight for ideas that directly oppose my deeply held beliefs. We disagree over most every political and social issue, but we've still managed to build genuine friendships. How's that possible? We show each other respect in spite of our radically differing opinions. We don't allow our opposing views to turn into personal animosity or hatred toward one another. That civility has allowed us to find common ground and to do work on behalf of others. One of the most prominent examples is a human trafficking bill that we supported and which was passed through the Colorado legislature. I work side by side with a man with whom I disagree on almost every other political viewpoint, but we work together for a greater purpose to stop human sex slavery. Differing beliefs can be polarizing, but they don't have to be. We need to treat others with dignity, regardless of what they believe. Yes, we can vigorously defend our beliefs, but we should do it with civility and respect. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter.com/search.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 on the Wake Up Crew for a Wednesday. It's hump day. And we've got 2 days until Valentine's Day. But it's time now first to take a look at our regular birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1809, we start out with Abraham Lincoln was born.
Honest
One
Abe.
Of the presidents, yeah. One of the reasons we have President's Day this month.
Yes.
In 1893, Omar Bradley, an American World War II general, a famous general in World War II. In 1934, Bill Russell of the Boston Celtics. And I think Bill's still with us. And a Hall of Famer, played for the University of San Francisco. He and Wilt Chamberlain used to have big battles back in the season, in the early 70s. And was a one-time coach of the Celtics, too. So he's done a little bit of everything. And a commentator for ABC Sports.
Yeah. So I think he was still doing that.
He does quite a bit. And 1953, I don't know if you remember this one or not. You probably won't. You weren't born yet. But Brian will.
Mm-hmm.
Joanna Kearns, actress, played Maggie in Growing Pains.
They had a different open every year for this, but they showed new family photos.
Yeah.
Every season.
I mean, BJ Thomas is the singer in that song, and that was one of the best parts of the show.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cameron.
Right.
He was pretty awesome. But that's a look at celebrity birthdays.
Want to remind you, now's your chance. Call or text in your local birthdays to us, 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries, we're going to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets, Bakery, and Cafe.
Okay, coming up 6:55 here on the Wake Up Crew. Time to take a look at the weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see showers likely today. Storms also possible late in the afternoon. Some of the rain could be heavy at times. Highs top out near 65 degrees. Winds turn to the south, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers continue. Storms remain possible. Some of the rain could still be heavy at times. Lows drop to 44. And then a slight chance for a few lingering showers on Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 41.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Tell your boy there's two separate accidents getting some attention here on 24 westbound. One is right near OHB there in the Antioch area as you start up through the Hickory Hollow area. Now they're moving one also 24 west at Bell Road. Again, just to be on the safe side, give you some extra travel time towards Nashville right now. There's extremely amount of rubbernecking going on right now. 24 westbound, again, trying to get past OHB. Hey, the Music City Irish Fest in Nashville kicks off March 14th. Check it out, musiccityirishfest.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
And appreciate all the patients that's been coming in and seeing us and trying the new products.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
People comment all the time that they probably would not have moved forward with hearing aids if they didn't get a chance to try them first. Because it's a big purchase, but it's a life-changing purchase.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
It's a slick pig barbecue, spicy wings and Brunswick stew, everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too, ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
Rob Mitchell is making the property assessor's office more efficient and effective. The first property tax abatement for historic properties in state history, a 3-star certification, and the lowest cost per property assessment for comparable counties, just to name a few of his accomplishments. Rob's a Middle Tennessee native, MTSU grad, and former small business owner. He believes in Rutherford County. VoteRobMitchell.com. Early voting starts February 12th.
I'm Rob Mitchell, and I'd appreciate your vote. And I approve this message.
Paid for by Rob Mitchell Campaign, Rob Mitchell Treasurer.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
2 minutes before the magic hour of 7, Brian, John, Dalton all here this morning trying to get you through this Wednesday hump day. Big day, Wednesday. Always a good day. And we want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries, call or text us and we'll announce a winner around 8 a.m. A lucky person will receive a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. That's at 128 North Church Street on the east side of the square.
The Murfreesboro Funeral Home staff is today's good. They are today's good neighbors of the day. They were able to help in a time of deep sorrow. Somebody wrote in. So they're going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts.
Well, we've got CBS World News Roundup coming up here for you, brought to you locally by the Low T Center and by French's. Well, if Valentine's Day snuck up on you guys, they've got you covered at French's. Nothing says love better than a new pair of shoes and boots. Love is in the air at French's, so get on by there, South Church Street past Middle Tennessee Boulevard. That's where you'll find French's, where they've got everything that you need for that special somebody.
And we've got everything you need coming up next hour here on the Wake Up Crew. CBS News is next. Stay right here with us.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raider.